Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily. Today is Monday, September 25th. Currently, we've got corn down a quarter of a cent, beans down 11 and a half cents, wheat up 3 3/4 cents. The beans have run into some pressure here. It was disappointing that we went back under that 978 area. We got down to 971 and a half today. A fair amount of hedging activity out here. The harvest has been moving along at a pretty good clip, and we're seeing some harvest pressure, which you'd certainly expect this time of year. But I really thought it would be met with some good buying out here. We didn't see any Chinese business or any Mexican business overnight. So without that demand input, we saw the beans lower here. I think the Chinese and the Mexicans will be back on this break, maybe tonight even. The wheat market's up strong 4 cents. You've got Minneapolis up 13. Certainly looks like they've shaken all the lungs out of Minneapolis, and it's starting a little bit of rebound here. That's helping both Chicago and Kansas City move higher. And again, I still think the wheat market looks good. The funds are still way too short on the wheat, way too short on the corn. I think that's why we're not seeing the corn fall apart in here today, because I think the funds are looking to cover something this week. Now, you've got the report on Friday. Again, I think we'll see a little bit more corn, a little bit less beans out there. Tonight, we're going to have the crop progress report. I think guys are going to be looking more at the state numbers than the total numbers. If you look at some of the major soybean producing states, we saw the decreases last week, and if that continues with this dry weather, I think we can see a pop there. And again, if we had any new export announcements, I think that would help the beans as well. Corn market, again, it's holding its own in here with the funds looking to cover some short positions on this little bit break. But overall, I still think the corn market, once we get through this week, and the beans, I think we'll see the harvest pressure back off and we could see this thing rally a bit. Fighting a little bit the stronger U.S. dollar, we're up 40 ticks here, so that's certainly not helping the grains. But crude oil is up a dollar a barrel, so that should help the corn market a little bit out here. As we go for the week, you know, again, I think rallies will be sold by the commercials as we get more harvest activity done. But the seasonal, we've talked about selling the Jewish New Year last week, buying it back on the Jewish Day of Atonement on Friday. I think that seasonal is going to keep putting some pressure on this market. But the fact of the matter is, again, with the funds short as much wheat and corn as they are, I think they ought to be buying it in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.